Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. The thirst for truth and the proper cultivation of the intellect is the foundation for a healthy soul and to live a good life. It's the basis of everything working right. If you don't know the truth, then you can't be prudent and you can't direct the other virtues. Now, we use the English word curiosity to mean an aptitude for wonder that motivates us to know the truth, and that's a good thing. But really, the proper word for that is not curiosity. St. Thomas Aquinas called it studiousness. Studiosity. Isn't that a nice word? Studiosity. And he also identified, this is St. Thomas, he said that curiositas, curiosity, that in fact is the vice of investigating what does not concern you. It takes you down a rabbit hole and distracts you from the good things you should be doing and the truth you should be pursuing. So imagine a father or mother, wife or husband, who can't stop looking at the news or sports or social media on their phone, and in the process neglects the people, the responsibilities, and the good things all around them. Hard to imagine, I know. So there's studiousness. That's a good thing. But we're talking here about the vice of curiosity that makes our soul a mile wide and an inch deep, where we know a little bit about everything, but we really know nothing and no one well. Curiosity is the vice where you seek out information or knowledge you have no business looking into. It's where you spend your time looking for truth, but the wrong truth. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now the first kind of the vice of curiosity is the kind that wastes your God-given intellect on trivial truth, on petty, ridiculous, unimportant facts, like gossip, or celebrities, or social media browsing, or sports statistics. Sure, there may not be anything intrinsically evil about this kind of information, but come on. Don't you know your mind was made for truth with a capital T? What are you doing squandering your mind on this kind of vacuous content? Remember the servant who took his talent and buried it in the ground? Do you remember how upset his master was that the servant hadn't done anything worthwhile with the time and the resources he'd been given? What if we bury our intellect, the gift of reason and rationality that God has given us? What if we bury that gift in a lot of silly, aimless scrolling? We'll be held accountable for not using the Lord's gift of thought on something more meaningful. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So we live in the information age. Some of the information we can get our hands on is trivial. It's not necessarily evil, but it's definitely a waste of our mind. But there's other information that we spend time on. It's not just trivial, it's downright destructive. We can talk about morbid curiosity. That means the curiosity that leads to death, when we enjoy digging into twisted, sick facts we don't need to know. I think I saw recently that the second most popular type of podcasts are crime shows.
Mm-hmm.
And we love scandals. We love reading shocking stories or watch little specials about sexual depravity or violence. Or maybe you say, well, I just look at Catholic stuff. But we're so tempted to be fixated on whatever ugly things have happened recently in the life of the church, or whatever stupid things are happening in the life of politics. We can't do anything about any of this, of course. We just like to stay up on all the dysfunction that's happening out in the world. But to indulge this, to spend large chunks of time thinking about or learning about this stuff, is to admit that you enjoy the darkness of the world more than the light of Christ. St. Paul says to the Christians at Ephesus, "Once you were in darkness, but now you are in light, the light of the Lord. So walk as children of light. For the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. And try to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. And take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness." In other words, if you don't need to know it, and it's not good, keep away from a mentality that focuses on knowledge of the ugly, twisted side of life. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now some truth is good in itself and important in itself, but it's a distraction for you right here and right now. So for instance, there are fascinating theological issues to explore, and there are wonderful books filled with deep insights on theology. And there are ways you can learn about responding to the sophisticated ideological assaults that are confronting our culture and the faith from every angle around us. But are any of those really the things that should be consuming your mental energy right now? Maybe they are, and that's great, because they're wonderful things to think about and learn about. But maybe instead of trying to be an amateur theologian or cultural warrior, you need to think more about whether you're really fulfilling your obligations at work, or where your marriage is headed, or what kind of guidance your kids need, whether you even know each one of your kids well enough to give them the guidance they need, or what you need to do to get ready for death. What do you think God wants you to be thinking about, learning about, understanding more deeply right now, in your particular circumstances, with the obligations that come with your particular state in life? That's the truth for you to focus on. Anything that distracts you from attending to that truth should ultimately be treated as a temptation of curiosity. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Teresa, you've seen the first Star Wars.
Absolutely. I've seen all of the Star Wars films except the new ones.
Remember in the very first one, toward the end, when they are flying in to destroy the Death Star, and one of the pilots keeps repeating, "Stay on target, stay on target." That's what we're supposed to be doing with our minds. Staying on target. Focusing on the truth that's important. And because of the temptation to curiosity, especially in this information age, it's really hard to do. This is why we really have to apply temperance to this desire to just take in every bit of information we can. Well, the best way to stay on target is to set aside time every day, preferably in the morning, for prayerful meditation. That's where you pray by thinking about the two most important fundamental truths there are, the truths about God and the truths about what we can be doing better to be united with Him. That's what we aim to do in this rosary. So if you begin your day that way, dedicating your mind to God and His will for your life, you'll be giving your day the foundation of truth. And not just any truth, but the truth that matters the most to you. That's the only way to ensure that your life as a whole doesn't get off track. So when you're tempted to waste time on YouTube or SportsCenter or Facebook, remember the words, stay on target. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, I have to make a confession.
Oh.
This meditation was meant for me.
I mean, I'd argue it was for all of us, so you're included, but what struck you about it? What really got you to the core?
Well, before Lent, I removed myself from everything in the internet except for precise searches that I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
No scrolling, no just looking at headlines.
Yes, absolutely.
And then I called my good friend Jack,
mm-hmm.
Our Catholic Palestinian brother in Jerusalem, a couple of Sunday mornings ago, just to check up on him.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, did you call because you saw the news? And I said, no, what's going on? Well, Israel had attacked Iranians in Damascus, mm-hmm. and then Iran responded with that volley of missiles. I didn't know any of that happened.
You had a very direct source then.
Yeah, that's right. I had somebody right on the ground. because I have a lot of Catholic Palestinian friends in Israel,
mm-hmm.
and I lead pilgrimages to Israel. I'm concerned about the situation there, so I started jumping back into looking at the news to see what's going on there.
Yes, a slippery slope.
It's a slippery slope. And there is just this flood of information about everything that I just don't need to know.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to tell you, that whole time during Lent and for these first three, four weeks after Easter, my mind has been so clear.
Mm-hmm.
I've been able to think more clearly. I've been totally at peace. And I can only connect it to the variable that's been taken out, mm-hmm. which is looking at any news.
Yeah.
And the last 2 weeks since I've been slipping more in, I can sense more distraction.
Absolutely.
More concern, more anxiety, more mm-hmm. fear, more anger.
Yeah.
All from information I don't need.
Mm-hmm. I was really struck by that sentence very early on in this meditation, but we bury our intellect, because it's more than just bury as in like putting something in a box and burying it, but it's like truly being buried alive. You are suffocating your intellect. These things that, I mean, it steals hours of our lives that we can never get back. And I feel like it's consistently stealing time out of my day every day. And not just that, it's not just while I'm consuming it. It's always, because it decreases my brain function in general. I feel slow and heavy, yeah. And like my brain is full of cotton.
Well, isn't it true that we only have so much mental energy, mm-hmm. and so much bandwidth?
So we want to save our energy by scrolling, but that is the most draining thing.
I don't know if I shared this in any of our conversations or if I shared this with you, but I recently read a great book on Teddy Roosevelt and William Taft. Mm-hmm. A great book written by Doris Kearns Goodwin. And in there, as it was going through what was going on in the culture in 1890s, 1900, mm-hmm. 1902. All of a sudden in 1902, all the doctors saw this huge rise in mental illness. Hmm. Anxiety, depression, and mental illness. And they connected it to the information age at the turn of the century. Because think what hit. Newspapers became very popular.
Yeah.
The telegraph. Mm-hmm. Radio was starting to come on. They had instantaneous information that they didn't have before. And it caused this huge rise in emotional and mental problems.
We're at by comparison now. Although, exactly. I will say, if they had a sudden burst in diagnoses, I would also say they weren't the best at diagnosing beforehand.
No, but they didn't have the flood of information.
I know, I agree. I'm just, studies like that can be interesting depending on that turn of the century moment. But I'm not disagreeing, because I think it's absolutely a huge factor. And so much worse now.
Well, that
especially when we talk about anxiety and social anxiety. When we talk about social anxiety, of course, that's changed so much considering the fact that how we socialize is now on steroids. And we're constantly aware of everyone and how they perceive us and how we perceive everyone else. And we have markers for how we rate everyone and everything. So, of course, it's how we view ourselves and others. But all of these things snowball. From this curiosity.
Yeah, I think that's what struck me about the book. I thought, oh my gosh, if the little information they were getting mm-hmm. made a difference, it's got to be killing us.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say maybe it was also the lead paint, but really it could have been anything.
What struck you about the...
Just that sensation, that realization of how we're smothering our own intellects constantly by something that we think is passive and isn't doing much in our lives, but it's very concerning. And I can feel it. And that's the unfortunate thing is it's such an interesting battle because I can feel it affecting me and dragging me down. And it's like when you see in a spy film, they get like injected with something that then they know they're about to pass out, but they can't do anything about it. Like they've lost the strength to fight and then they're drugged and, you know, they wake up in the villain's lab or whatever. And it's over, Mr. Bond. But it feels like you can see it like, oh my gosh, my brain just feels like it's melting. I just feel so sluggish. And then as that feeling is setting in, I'm losing the willpower to stop. And then it continues, and you're drugging yourself at that point.
That is such a powerful image. But what we're not saying here is that willpower alone is enough. Mm-hmm. That's the mistake when it comes to an addiction to curiosity. Mm-hmm. We've got to get the thing out of our environment. Mm-hmm.
And we have to...
So how do we do that?
We have to bring God into that and think, have the realization at some point that God is enough. And it honestly, because of where we're at, it won't feel that way. And I think we need a level of deprivation in order to restart our system and think, It's okay to be bored for a little bit. It's okay to not be entertained. It's okay to have no thoughts in your head if that's what it takes to get this out of your system and detox from all of it. And then you can sit and be fulfilled by true knowledge of God and reflecting on these things. And watching a play would be as entertaining as 6 hours of the Fast and Furious movies, which, wild that that's entertainment. But we right now have this fear of silence and being bored and sitting on our own and entertaining ourselves or entertaining our friends without a video game or a board game or something to interface between these things.
But what do we do when this phone is in our hand or in our pocket all the time?
Throw it in a river.
Seriously, what are we going to do?
Delete everything off your phone that you think you need.
Yeah, but I have Safari. I have the browser.
That's fair. But I'm saying most people need to start with, how much of your social media do you need? None of it.
None of it. You don't need any social media.
What do you really, really need on your phone? And look at your phone. I'm pretty sure you can look at where your screen time is taken up. So put limits on those things. You can put actual limits. Have accountability there. Accountability is a huge part of it.
How do you have accountability?
For instance, you can, if you're married or if you have close friends, you could say to your wife or your best friend, hey, I want to limit my screen time. I'm going to put a passcode on this. I'm going to give you the code. So essentially, you get locked out of it. You use Safari for more than 15 minutes? No more. It's a challenge, but it's good to feel like that would be upsetting and difficult.
I know, but I'm a very disciplined person with very strong willpower. As if you didn't know. And if I struggle with that, the classic Catholic advice is you got to remove the occasion of sin. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're an alcoholic, you can't have a cupboard full of whiskey.
Yeah.
You got to get it out of your house. Mm-hmm. What do we do with this?
Yeah, because this is nothing like being an alcoholic who has a bottle in their house. This is like an addict who has a needle in their arm already.
I know.
Because it's always in our arm. That's our dog downstairs.
So, Teresa, you got to leave us with just some practical way to remove the near occasion of sin.
When did it become on me to solve the world's problems? Sorry. It's a good question. I wish I could solve my own problem. My first step is usually you really have to be addicted to something. So be addicted to something else.
Okay. So
when
give
I'm
an
struggling
example.
With media, I find a really good book
excellent.
That I'm just itching to get into.
Excellent.
And there's always something. Be addicted to your friends. Go. I'm so bored and I don't have the willpower to do A, B, and C, and I don't want to do something incredibly stimulating, but I just kind of want to hang out with some buddies. I just want to hear about their day. Call a friend. Literally phone a friend. Always a good answer.
But, you know, those are two good things. Call somebody that you need to catch up with. Mm-hmm. Always have a good book at hand.
Yeah, or try this. You're in a slump. You need some cheap entertainment. Put some music on. Have a little dance party.
That's a good one, too.
You can do it while you clean. It's great. It's so entertaining. It's so joyful. You feel so present.
Okay, those are three good.
When I feel the brain melting sensation, I put on the soundtrack from The Bear, which no one else will like, but that just gets me up and moving, and I feel the urgency of life, and it gets me off of my phone. So I put on a little music, and I run around my house for a little bit.
Those are actually three great strategies.
Mm-hmm.
That's excellent.
They work for me.
That's excellent.
Art is always a good way out because it should bring you more into reality when it's good, active art.
Yeah, excellent.
Or say a little prayer whenever you're feeling really, really weak.
Wow, that's four good things.
Yeah. So what are you contributing?
Just the addiction.
I see. Yeah. But be addicted. Be addicted to something else.
Something good. Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.